Hi, this is Dr. Jen Kennedy, and we are here today to talk about pleasure. I know that's our big overarching theme of this whole blog, but this specifically is about your relationship to pleasure, because I think it does frame the conversation that we're going to have over all the next episodes. I think it's really interesting. I get clients all the time that come in for sex therapy, and they want to talk about maybe sexual dysfunction. They want to talk about certainly their own desire. A lot of times there's low desire, especially for women. But I always am looking at it through the lens of the question of what is your relationship to pleasure? So this isn't just, I like the good things, I like to feel good. It's bigger than that. It's more of a inquiry into how do you treat yourself in terms of life in general, because I find that sex is a microcosm of how your life runs. Do you, for example, give yourself good meals? Do you give yourself vacation? Do you engage your senses in other ways? Because that's going to start to indicate what your sex life picture looks like. If you're very rigid, if you're very closed off, if you're very guarded, if you're very strict with other things, you're likely to also be that way in the bedroom. So if you're struggling with your sex life, if you're wanting more pleasure, then I would say let's start with the everyday stuff. Specifically, go through the line of like your sensory. I mentioned food. That's a great example. Do you enjoy food? If so, you know, and this doesn't have to be like necessarily like big fancy meals, but like, do you treat yourself well? Do you eat well? Do you take care of yourself in various ways? Self-care is always a question that people have. Like, what does that even mean? It means, are you resting? It means, are you moving your body on a regular basis? It means, are you understanding psychologically, maybe do you need more interaction or less interaction with people? So what your self-care looks like definitely informs your pleasure relationship. So for example, I always like to look at this as like, how do you function on vacation? Does vacation take you a few days? Like initially, are you kind of wound up tightly and you get on vacation and you're like, I'm supposed to be having fun, this is supposed to be good, and I don't feel it? That might be an indication you probably need to have more vacation, and or you need to, you know, turn toward and give yourself over to relaxation a bit more, because that tells me that your system is having trouble winding down, it's having trouble down regulating. If that's the case, then sex might also be a hard atmosphere for you to do that same thing. So giving yourself a bit more of a break in the everyday, and that might look like literally your Apple Watch tells you stand up on the hour, stand up on the hour, go take a walk. How much of the small pleasures do you know that you like, and how much do you give yourself opportunity to enjoy? And I'm not just talking about indulgence. I am actually also referencing all the little ways that you need to take care of yourself, because I do find that you might have a lot of difficulty switching gears and just suddenly being like totally interested in pleasure, right? Like you're going to open yourself up and you're going to want to just feel really good. Probably not if you don't let yourself do that in any other realm, if that's not typically how you think about what you deserve, then you're likely to not do it sexually either. However, if you are aware of what you need, if you are in tune with your body and with your mind, you're more likely to have some access to that rationale in the bedroom. So what is your relationship to pleasure? Like, do you give yourself permission to enjoy certain things with moderation on a regular basis? Also, then when you are noticing what happens for you sexually, when you head into a sexual space, when you start, does your mind wander to sexuality? is that something that feels delightful? Is that something that feels dreadful? Like, where are you with that? Does sex feel like a reward? Does it feel like a chore? Like, that's a pretty good indication of kind of where you're at. What would make it feel like a delight? Like, what would even make it feel like, okay, kind of curious about that. That might be fun. Maybe delight is too strong a word, but let's go toward what would actually make it feel like something you wanted to do, wanted to have, wanted to experience, that would feel like a treat versus a chore. Start to think about that. That's one of the things that we cover in the Pleasure Project small group program, which we're now calling the Pleasure Tribe, is cultivating that. How do we understand what your particular erotic template is in terms of what turns you on? What do you like and what do you need in that space? So if that is a conversation you would like to have, then check out the newsletter at pleasureproject.us. And I welcome your comments. I also would love to have you be part of the small group that is now forming. So head on over to the website and you can get more information. In the meantime, I encourage you to increase your pleasure. And please let us know if you have questions that are sex related. I look forward to answering them.